Maggie, Osh, and I have done numerous MMIW presentations calling attention to this epidemic and encouraging conversations and discussions. We always talk about missing white woman syndrome, which, as a reminder, refers to the idea that the amount of media coverage a missing person receives is directly tied to the demographics and background of that person. Specifically, missing white woman syndrome explains that missing white women and girls, and especially those who fit traditional beauty standards and who often come from wealthy backgrounds, are overrepresented in media coverage. It's essentially why this podcast was created, because the stories of our Indigenous sisters rarely get told. Today, I'm going to cover a name many of you probably never heard of. Her name is Larissa Lonehill. Larissa Lonehill was a Lakota tribal member born on March 16, 1995, on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. As a little girl, she was described as energetic, someone who loved music. Within her family, she was known for her big heart and often did her chores without being asked. Larissa was a young mother who, at the time of her disappearance, was just 21 years old. She had a 2-year-old daughter who lived with her father's family. According to various reports, she struggled with issues with substance abuse, and that was the reason why her daughter was living with her father. Yet, despite her struggles, Larissa was known as a devoted mother who regularly visited her daughter. If she couldn't get a ride to visit her, she would hitchhike or even walk to get there. Her family says she remained a helpful and kind-hearted sister, daughter, and aunt, even as a young adult. She would prepare hot water bottles for her mom when her mother was experiencing stomach pain and regularly read to her sister's 5 young children. Before her disappearance, Larissa lived in Manderson on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Now, the Pine Ridge Reservation covers more than 2.8 million acres in southwestern South Dakota, making it the second largest reservation in the United States. It's huge. This is relevant because Larissa would occasionally stay with her sister Carol at her home in Rapid City. And I Googled it, there is about a 1.5-hour distance between Manderson and Rapid City. In the fall of 2016, Larissa was staying with Carol when the two women got into an argument, and Carol asked Larissa to leave her house. She stated in reports that Larissa had been using drugs, and she asked her to leave after one of their siblings told her he'd seen Larissa smoking methamphetamine in the bathroom. A few days after this incident, Carol would speak to Larissa for the last time, asking her to get treatment for her substance abuse. On the evening of October 2, 2016, Larissa's mother, Lisa, said that Larissa had come to visit her in Manderson, where the two of them discussed her argument with Carol. After some time, Larissa ended up leaving with her boyfriend and a friend to head to the Rushmore Mall. The next day, on October 3rd, she texted a cousin to say she was going with two male friends from the Pine Ridge Reservation to Rapid City. That would be the last communication her family would receive from her. She has not been seen or heard from again. Now, it would be a few days after she sent that text that Larissa's brother would report her missing after speaking with Larissa's boyfriend, who told him that she could not be found. So what happened? In piecing this together, I read that Larissa reportedly knew the two male friends she had allegedly left with, introducing one of them as her cousin, which her family since has denied any familial relationship with that person. This person, who reportedly picked up Larissa, said he dropped her off at a party. The other male denied even being with Larissa that day. Naturally, Carol is convinced that they were the last people to see Larissa alive, stating that she believes Larissa's relationship with the men involved drugs. It is important to note that neither of these men have been publicly labeled as persons of interest. What I found interesting is that authorities have stated that they believe that Larissa is dead and that her body was disposed of somewhere within a 100-mile radius of Rapid City, but they have not released any information as to why they believe this. They have not identified any suspects or released much information about her case in general. They haven't even stated it's a homicide case. In fact, in April 2017, the police went public asking for a $5,000 reward for information regarding Larissa's disappearance, 6 months after she was reported missing. Why 6 months? I couldn't find a reasonable answer to that, but I could guess that the delay did not help any search efforts for her. According to the family, the investigation into Larissa's disappearance had a slow start. Larissa was an adult at the time she vanished, and she had a history of drug use. Far too often, missing person cases such as Larissa's fall through the cracks because there is an initial assumption that this person is missing on their own accord. It is important to remember that even though Larissa had a drug addiction, she was a person with a family that was praying every day for her safe return. She is loved and missed. Her life still matters. Verna Volker, founder of Native Women Running, an organization that aims to increase visibility and inspire Indigenous women runners, said that the disparate media coverage devalues Native women, stating, quote, "Why aren't they reporting our women when they go missing or are murdered? Is it because we don't look like the typical American girl or how people envision America's daughter? We want that same energy when our women go missing." Larissa Lonehill has brown hair and brown eyes. Her nickname is Rissa, and she may use the first name Lisa. She has identifying tattoos that include Luda on her knuckles, a bear claw with writing on her wrist, and the words Mom and Lisa somewhere on her body. She also has scars on the left side of her face. In 2020, the criteria for the $5,000 reward was changed and is now offered to anyone who can provide information as to where Larissa's body is located. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Larissa Lonehill, please contact the Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4134 or call the Oglala Sioux Tribal Police at 605-867-5111. Shki. Thank you for listening to We Are Resilient. For links to information found for this episode, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at We Are Resilient Podcast, send us an email at weareresilientpod@gmail.com, or visit us at www.war-podcast.com.